请我们打开新约圣经
Matthew's Gospel in chapter 16,
马太十六章
and from verse 16,
十六节
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, from verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him,Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
十六章十六节到十八节西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子耶稣对他说西门巴约纳你是有福的因为这不是属血肉的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示的我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他
Benignly First letter of the Apostle Peter, and chapter 2, and from verse 4.
我们再看彼得前书第二章第四节。
Unto whom coming a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but with God elect, precious. Ye also as living stones,are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be put to shame.For you, therefore, that believe is the preciousness. But for such as disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. For they stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood,A holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellences of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in time past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
彼得前书第二章第四节到第十节主乃活石固然是被人所弃的却是被神所拣选所宝贵的你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭因为经上说看哪、我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安信靠他的人必不至于羞愧所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵在那不信的人有话说匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角的头块石头又说做了绊脚的石头别人的磐石他们既不顺从就在这道理上绊跌他们这样绊跌也是预定的唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德你们从前算不得子民现在却做了神的子民从前未曾蒙连续现在却蒙了连续
And then in the prophet Zechariah,
Old Testament, 旧约撒加利亚书
Zechariah chapter 4, from verse 1.
第四章第一节。
And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have seen and behold a lampstand all of gold, with its bowl upon the top of it, and its seven lamps thereon. There are seven pipes to each of the lamps which are upon the top thereof. And two olive trees by, one upon the right side of the bowl, other upon the left side thereof. And I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? And then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the top stone with shoutings of grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the house, his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For these seven shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the lampstand and upon the left side thereof? And I answered the second time and said unto him, What are these two olive branches which are beside the two golden spouts that empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
旧约撒加利亚书第四章第一节到十四节。那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。他问我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。我问与我说话的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思？与我说话的天使回答说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算得什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。耶和华的话又临到我说，所罗巴伯的手立定了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿着线砣就欢喜。我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？我二次问他说，这两棵橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？他对我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。他说，这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
And lastly in the book of Revelation,
最后我们看启示录
Two verses in chapter 1，
我们看第一章
verse 11 and verse 20，
十一节跟二十节
verse 11, what thou seest write in a book, and send it to the seven churches, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamum, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea.
十一节，你所看见的，当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、腓拉铁非、老底加那七个教会。
Verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are seven churches.
二十节，论到你所看见，在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者。七灯台就是七个教会。
And Revelation 21, verse 23.
二十一章二十三节。
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine upon it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp thereof is the Lamb.
那城内又不用日月光照，因为有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
Just a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are so thankful that you are here.
亲爱的主，我们何等感谢，因为你在我们中间。
We are not asking you to join us. We are coming to join you.
我们不是请你到我们中间来，乃是我们来到你的面前。
And Lord, we want this time to be a time when we hear your voice.
我们祷告，愿意这段时间我们亲耳听见你向我们说话。
Beyond the human voices,
超过了人的
声音。We shall hear what your spirit is saying.
我们要听见圣灵向我们所说的话。
Beloved Lord, we praise you. You have through the enormous cost that our Lord Jesus paid at Calvary.
主，我们要感谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督在哥哥他山上为了我们付了极重的代价。
Provided us with all the power and all the grace that we need to fulfill this ministry.
透过他赐给我们能力、恩典，让我们能够完成你托付的职事。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
在这个恩膏的底下，靠着信心，我们向来支取。
Let a double portion be upon the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
让今天晚上讲到的、翻译的与听到的，都在双倍圣灵的感动中。
Touch our hearts, Lord.
主啊，摸到我们的心。
Plant something in us.
在我们里面种下你的道。
Do something in the midst of the years to revive your word.
在这些年间复兴你的作为来。
Lord, we are dependent upon you.
主，我们依靠你。
And we shall be careful to give you all the thanksgiving and praise of our hearts.
我们把我们心中的感谢赞美都归于主耶稣基督。
For answering this our prayer.
因为你听我们众人的祷告。
Which we ask in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, I think you all know the theme of this conference is the testimony of Jesus in the church.
我想我们每一个人都知道这次大会的主题乃是耶稣基督的见证在教会中。
My responsibility is what has been termed the revealed pattern.
我的主题乃是讲到那个启示出来的样式。
That is,the revelation God has given us concerning the church.
也就是说，神把他的教会启示给我们。
The revelation within the word of God.
在神的话语中，他把他自己的教会启向我们打开。
I want this evening to speak as simply as I can.
今天晚上我要用简单的话来把这个真理讲出来。
I know that only the Holy Spirit can reveal these things.
当然 能够把真理启示给我们的只有圣灵。
I was once a Baptist.
我以前曾经是一个浸信会的。
A good Baptist.
一个好的浸信会的会
员。I was a devoted Baptist.
而且非常的摆上。
But there came a day when I read a little booklet.
但是有一天我读了一本小书。
And I was very thrilled with what the brother said.
我非常高兴看见那本书的作者所说的。
But then I was walking by the River Thames, reading it.
我一面在泰晤士河边走，一面读这本小书。
Rather a strange thing to do, to read a book walking by the river, but I could have fallen in the river, but I managed not to.
奇怪的，怎么会一面在河边走又读书，不小心就掉到河里去了。
And I read these words. So you see, Christ is the church.
那个作者说，你要注意，基督就是教会。
The church is Christ.
教会就是基督。
Then I thought,Now I understand why everybody speaks against this brother.
读完这段话以后，我就说啊，我现在懂了，为什么很多的弟兄来反对这个作者。
Every Christian knows that Christ is the head and the church is the body.
每一个基督徒能够明白，如果你说基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。
So I shut the book.Put it in my hands, what now I understand what all the fuss is about this brother.
所以我把这本书就合起来放在口袋里，我想我明白了为什么很多弟兄反对他。
But God has enormous humor.
但是神是有幽默的神。
And the next day my reading began with 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12.
那第二天我读经，我就读到哥林多前书十二章。
And as the body has many members, and all the members of the body are one body, so also is Christ.
那里说，十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
That's what this brother said.
读了这一节圣经，我发现那个弟兄在书里面不也就讲这句话吗
？I thought to myself.The Greek cannot say this.
那我马上说，原文是一定不是这个意思。
It must say of which Christ is the head.
原文应该是说基督是头。
The members of the body are one body, but Christ is the head.
那肢体呢，都是这一个身体上的肢体，基督是这个身体的头。
And in my spirit I heard a voice.
但是在我灵里面好像有一个声音。
Is your body...Something else?
难道你的身体是跟你的头不一样的一回事吗
？My head is Lance Lambert.
我的头是兰佩德
，and so is my body.
我的身体也是兰佩德。
I'm joined here.
这两个是在这脖子连在一起的。
Head and body.
头与身体。
You have never seen a living headless body.
你从来没有看过一个身体是一个没有头的。
And you have never seen a living bodiless head.
你从来没有看到一个活的头却没有身体。
The whole idea of this amazing figure that the Holy Spirit uses only in the New Testament.
这一个头与身体是只有在新约圣经里面被启示出来。
Is that head and body are an organic whole?
这个头与身体是一个有机的联合。
They belong together.
他们两个是互为依存的。
Part them and it's life flesh.
当你把这两个分开就死亡。
For life, for function.You need head and body together.
要这个生命活着能够协调的合作，必须这两个在一起。
This is the revelation that was not given to the prophets and patriarchs in the old covenant.
这个启示在旧约里头是从来没有过的。
It was something given to the apostles in the new covenant.
乃是在新约的时候，这个启示给了使徒。
Now I find this wonderful. I only want to introduce this subject as far as what I have to say in these three nights.
那我这三个晚上，我就要集中把这个真理讲出来。
It seems perfectly clear to me that the biblical pattern is Christ.
所以一个很清楚在圣经里启示的这个教会就是基督。
It can't be anything else.
除基督之外没有任何的。
You know, people seem to have got this crazy idea.
人却有许多疯狂的思想。
We get a few Christians together.
我们把一些基督徒集在一起。
We'll appoint some of them as elders and some of them as deacons.
我们就按例这个做长老，那个做执事。
We'll have hymn books.
然后我们有诗歌。
We'll have chairs.
然后把板凳摆下来，摆起来。
We'll have the Lord's table.
然后有薄饼。
We'll have a Bible study.
我们有读经。
And we've got the church.
那我们就有教会了。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
That's the whole point of Pentecost.
五旬节的意义是什么？
120 saved men and women.
120个被拯救的弟兄姊妹。
In an upper room.
在一个楼上。
With their Bible.
手里拿着圣经。
Old Testament at that time.
那个时候是旧约圣经。
They believed every word of it.
他们接受这是神全部的一个完整的启示。
From Genesis to Malachi.
从创世纪到马拉基。
They were absolutely one.
他们是合而为一的。
More than we can say of most assemblies.
比我们在地上我们所知道任何聚会都好。
Absolutely devoted to the person of the Lord Jesus.
他们对主是绝对的忠诚。
More than we can say for most assemblies.
比我们都强。
They believed in the virgin birth.
他们也相信童贞女玛利亚怀孕。
They believed in the messianic ministry of the Lord Jesus.
他们也相信基督的西安的执事。
They believed in his atoning death. They believed in his atoning death.
他们也相信基督的赎罪的大功。
They believed in his bodily burial.
他们也相信耶稣埋葬。
In his literal resurrection.
复活。
His literal ascension to the right hand of God.
而且升到高天在神的右边。
And they believed he was coming back.
他们也相信基督要再回来。
Could you ask for a more perfect congregation?
这一群人是一个再完美不过的群体。
But it was not a church.
但是不够资格称为教会。
It was a synagogue.
那最多你能说它是一个会堂。
A perfect assembly of believers.
一群完美的信徒聚在一起。
Gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们奉主的名聚会。
With singing.
有诗歌。
With worship.
有敬拜
，with the Bible，
有圣经
，everything，
每一样都有。
But when the Holy Spirit came，
但是当圣灵降临
，He turned those 120 units of a congregation into 120 members， living members of a living body。
那天圣灵就把这120个个体融成。一个120个肢体的身体
joined to a living head
那一天就跟这个活的头连在一起了
and the world was turned upside down
那一天起这个世界就被翻倒过来
could you believe it
你能相信吗
120
个人
the whole Jewish establishment
那一些都是整个对针对当时的犹太教
Jewish hierarchy
那里有严密的组织
should have killed it
那一个组织可以把这120个人都杀掉
the Roman establishment
然后还有罗马的政权
the Roman government
他的政府
with all its power and might
他有他的全能
should have killed it
也可以消灭这一群人
instead it ended up in Rome
但是事实是这一群人
It turned the whole Roman Empire upside down.
把整个的罗马帝国颠倒了过来。
Our brother this morning spoke a little bit about it. They went to Rome. They also went to southern India.
他们不但到福音传到罗马，也到了印度，
Ethiopia.
也到了伊索比亚。
They went to Armenia.
他到 Armenia 去。
They went to Spain.
啊，福音传到西班牙。
And France,
法国。
And what we used to call Yugoslavia,
或者到匈牙利。
It went everywhere.
福音传遍当时地方。
There is an ancient tradition, maybe not so stupid, that Joseph of Arimathea preached the gospel in the streets of London. 14 years after the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
有一个传说，一个弟兄在耶稣死后14年就已经站在伦敦的街口传福音。
There was nothing to stop these believers once they had discovered that they were joined to their head at the right hand of God and to one another.
当这些基督徒发现他们每一个人是连于元首基督，而且互为肢体的时候，世界上没有一个势力能够拦阻他们。
Whilst they did not grieve the Holy Spirit,
他们呼吸圣灵。
Whilst they did not quench the Holy Spirit,
他们不这个拦阻圣灵。
Like a forest fire, the gospel went forward.
那这个福音的火就像火野火一样烧遍那个世界。
Dear brothers, dear sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Every time the Holy Spirit has moved again, the same thing has happened.
每一次圣灵运动的时候，同样的事情就在世界发生。
Look at the Quakers.
你看，奎克弟兄们。
They believed in silence.
那些人很安静的。
They didn't believe in music.
他们也不相信这一些诗歌。
And they had the same consequences and results as Pentecostals and Charismatics.
但是他们的经历跟五旬节这些人的经历完全一样。
People fell on the floor and shook. That's why they called them Quakers.
他们倒在地上说发抖，所以称呼他们是发抖的人。
They had a revelation from the Word of God.
因为他们从主有启示。
Or a prophecy.
神的预言临到他们。
It was a Quaker who prophesied.The great plague and the fire that would follow in London.
是奎克弟兄们预言会有这个黑死病的灾祸，然后有火烧在伦敦。
That's just Quakers.
这是这些得着预言恩赐的人所说的当
中。I'm sure that Brother Christian is going to say, so I won't say any more.
我们西镇弟兄还会讲到教会的历史，所以我不太讲，不需要讲他了。
It has happened again and again and again.
在历史教会历史中发生了屡次不断的发生。
Every time the Lord by grace has brought the church or believers back to the original principle.
所以每一次圣灵运动的时候就把基督徒带回到原初的这一个点上。
Whether it's the Reformation,
不论是
Quakers,
不管是更正改教的时候也好
Quakers,
或者这一些寻道会都是如此，弟兄会也是如此。
Doesn't matter where we turn,
不管你看哪一个方向
Same result,
你看他们都有共同的经历。
Now, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Thisis a tremendous challenge to us.
这是对我们每一个人一个很大的挑战。
In every single move of the Spirit within the third, fourth, fifth generation, the thing has died.
然后你就看到这个运动之后，经过三代之后就灭了，消灭了。
It has become a facade.
然后就变成一个宗教的外壳了。
It's crystallized.
变成一个结晶体了。
It's become a routine.
或者变成一个日行公式。
The life has gone.
但是里面的生命消失了。
It is amazing.
这是何等的稀奇。
The Lord Jesus made a simple, categoric, dogmatic declaration.
我们的主耶稣当年用一个非常简单的宣告把他的经义讲出来。
Upon this rock I will build my church.
在这磐石上我要建我的教会。
If we look at these last almost 2,000 years,
如果我们今天回头看这两千年教会的历史，
there has been such a conflict and such a warfare over this building work of the Lord Jesus.
我们就会发现在这个宇宙中有一个极大的属灵的征战关于神的教会。
It has all been to do with the headship of the Lord Jesus.
征战的焦点是跟基督是教会的头有绝对的关系。
All to do with the freedom of the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵的自由有关系。
All to do with the authority and power of the Word of God.
与神话语的权柄它的能力有关系。
Whenever you have those basic foundational principles operating,
每一次当这些基本的原则在运作的时候，
the building work of the Lord Jesus has gone forward.
你就会看到神的建造就开始了。
And whenever he has been dethroned,
啊，什么时候他从宝座上被除掉，
made a figurehead,
把基督变成一个虚位的元首，
unheard,
或者完全听不到他的地位，
disobey,
不顺从他，
there has been lifelessness and death.
那你马上看见的就是死亡，没有生命。
Look at these wonderful words of the Lord Jesus.
仔细地看主耶稣的话。
First, who is the builder?
第一，我们要思想，谁是教会的建造者？
It is the Lord Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
That's the first thing.
这是第一个重点。
Upon this rock, I will build my
耶稣说，在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
Not archbishops,
不是那些主教，
cardinals,
或者红衣主教，
popes,
或者神父，
pastors,
或者牧师，
or our own leaders,
或者我们教会的领袖们。
It is the Lord Jesus,
乃是基督自己。
I will build my church.
主说，我要建立我的教会。
This is the first thing.
这是第一个重点。
And notice what he said.
注意主怎么说。
Who do men say that I am?
你们说我，别人说我是谁。
Oh, they said maybe Jeremiah, maybe this, maybe that.
有人说你是耶利米，你是以利亚，等等等等。
And who do you say that I am? He said to Peter.
然后主就对彼得说，你说我是谁。
And Peter said, Thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
然后彼得就回答说，你是那基督，是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you.
耶稣马上就说，这不是属血气的指示你的。
You didn't get it in a theological seminary.
换言之，你不是在神学院得来的。
Or a Bible school.
或者圣经学校得来的。
Or even in a Bible study.
或者查经的时候得到的。
You got that by revelation.
你得到的是一个启示。
My Father revealed that to you.
是我天上的父启示你的。
That means relationship to the Lord Jesus as the builder.
这里有一个与建造者的直接的关系。
Upon this rock,
在这个磐石上，
I will build my church.
我要建我的教会。
Now, what is the rock?
那这个磐石指什么所？
It is God himself.
就是神自己。
Do you remember the word in the prophet Isaiah in chapter 26, I think it's verse 4.
在以赛亚书二十六章第四节。
Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord, even the Lord, is an everlasting rock.
二十六章四节，你们当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
This is interesting, the Hebrew here, because it's a double.
这里的希伯来文很有意思。
Trust in the Lord, the Lord.
当依靠耶和华。
In other words, emphasizing.
这里讲了两次，意思是加重语气。
Just earlier you had the word, he will keep you in perfect peace in Hebrew. Peace, peace. Just like you say in Chinese, you double it.
平安平安，我们中国人会加强语气。
Perfect peace. Now he says, trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord is an everlasting rock.
在这里告诉我们，应当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为主耶和华是永久的磐石。
Now the Lord Jesus says, you are Peter.
主就对彼得说，你是彼得。
The Greek was Petros.
这希腊文是 Petros 这个字
，Peter，
翻译就彼得。
Upon this rock, Petra, the massif of the rock, I will build my church.
但是主用另外一个大磐石，我要在这个大磐石上建立我的教会。
Does this mean that the Lord Jesus was saying, "Oh, you're nothing. You're just a little stone"?
那难道主的意思是说，彼得你是小不隆咚，没什么了不起
？Not at all，
完全不是这个意思。
Because later Peter explains his understanding in his letter。
然后你就去读彼得的书信，后来他就解释他对主耶稣这句话的领悟。
Unto whom coming, he says of the Lord Jesus，
主耶稣
，a living stone，
是那活石。
Elect。
是神所拣选的，是宝贵的。
He also is living stone.
你们也是活石。
Are built together.
被建造在一起。
A little house.
成为灵宫。
He understood something.
所以彼得懂耶稣讲的话。
Oh, this is so wonderful.
这是何等奇妙，对我来讲非常奇妙。
I don't know about you. I mean, you may have church truth from ear to ear and not.Really see what the church is.
你可能学了很多有关教会的真理，但是你根本还不认识什么是真的教会。
What really is the church?
到底教会是什么？
What is it that the Lord Jesus is building?
耶稣到底在建造什么？
It is all to do with eternal life.
这里一切都是维系在永远的生命上面。
So Jesus said again and again, I am the life.
所以主耶稣反复的讲，他是生命
，eternal life，
永远的生命。
Out of this life of God，
从这个神的生命
，we are quarried，
我们就被建造。
Not